Okay, the first couple of pieces talks about the very beginning of the parsha, where the meraglim were being assigned, and it says isha chad lamate avosav tishlachu kol nasi behem. They were tribal leaders. One member per shevet was assigned on this spying sightseeing mission of Eretz Yisrael. So if you go to the second piece, after the first longer piece, the second piece, Od Yirmos. However, you have that. You see that? Od Yirmos, Kia Adam Haroitza. Od Yirmos. Okay, we're going to learn another thing about this pasuk, about this Ish Echad. Od Yirmos, Kia Adam Haroitza Laavod Hashem Be'emes. Tzarech Shiyelo Shtei Bechinos. And this is mamish what we're living right now. Although, Baruch Hashem, we're starting to get back to something a little more regular, a little more normal. But he says a person has to be able to serve Hashem with two Bechinos. Echad Yichud HaMaisa. On the one hand, the person has to train himself to see himself as the only person in the world. Now, this is true in terms of being able to be self-sufficient in my Avodas Hashem, not always needing someone else to carry me in Avodas Hashem. It's also true in the sense that a person has to feel the value of his Avodas Hashem. I have to feel that my Avoda is upholding the whole world, because it's true in a certain sense. So Yichud HaMasa here means that I'm the only person in the world. It's just me and Hashem. Mamish the Yichud Room, Chasen and Kala. You know that there's a lot of people outside the Yichud Room waiting to celebrate the wedding with the Chasen and Kala. But when the Chasen and Kala are in the Yichud Room, there's no one else in the world. There's nothing else in the world. So on one level, it has to be me and Hashem. It has to be Hashma Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Right? The Yavasar Yaakov Levado, just like Hashem is Levado. There has to be this oneness of connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukamosha Amar HaRav, Rabbi Nachman HaRadankar Zal. He brings it here and again in Parshas Matos. Such a beautiful vart. V'ish lo yale imach. When it comes to ascending Har Sinai, it says, no man will go up with you. Moshe Rabbeinu goes on his own. But the truth is, every Jew who ever came to Har Sinai, in any of its forms, has to go up the mountain on his own. When you want to be Oved Hashem, as much as, you know, O Chavrusa, O Misusa, and the importance of being part of a tzibur, but on a certain level, there's something very independent about Avodas Hashem. There's something very private and unique about my Avodas Hashem that I can't really take anyone along for the journey. So if I want to serve Hashem, I have to be prepared to climb the mountain on my own, just like Moshe did. Aval piza hevanti aposuk. And with this, we also understand, of course, the holiest day and the holiest Jew, who again is representing Klal Yisrael. When he goes into that place, when the Kohen Gadol walks into Kodesh Kadashim, v'chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed, bevo lachaper ba'kodesh, he goes alone. And part of the reason that Hashem made it that way is to remind a person that on a certain level, as much as we're so dependent upon each other, and we can be and we should be, but on a certain level, we have to be prepared to walk into Kodesh Kadashim alone. We have to be prepared to stand at the top of Har Sinai alone. And that's a very important, that's one very important aspect of Avodas Hashem. V'yesh od b'china acheres la'oved Hashem shetzarech lichlo atzmon kol nivrahim. But there's another aspect of Avodas Hashem where a person has to what? A person has to attach himself not just to his chavrusa, or not just to his wife and children, or not just to his community, or not just to every Jew, but to the entire Bria. Lichlol atzmo imkol anivraim, to connect himself to all of creation. Mishul shul katon ad re'im asher b'levanon. From the smallest of creatures, a little gnat, to the tallest of creatures. And again, that's both within, so to speak, the animal kingdom. But all the more so, it's true about everything. Connect yourself to the entire Bria. Like David HaMelech said, Halelu as Hashem min HaShemayim, Halelu as Hashem min HaAretz, V'chein tzorech lechaber atzmo im kol ha'neshamos kiyadua. And I need to attach myself, sometimes it's easier actually to attach ourselves to a little bug, or to an elephant, or some big creature, than it is to a Jew who gets on my nerves. Even though I'm infinitely more connected to that Yid, who bothers me, than I am to a little bug. But I need to connect myself to everything in the Bria, to all of Shemayim, to all of Aretz, to all of creation, to all of the Neshamos, Ki Adua Me Adoni Avi Zakeni Zatzal, as the Baal Shem Tov emphasized, V'lichlol Atzmo Imohem V'heim Imo, to include them within me and myself within them, to connect to them in the fullest sense. Kamo she'amar zal, ki b'chol os va'os yesh olamos u'neshamos. That in every single letter there are worlds and there are neshamos. So again, as part of my Lima Torah, every letter that I learn, on the one hand, it's Hashem speaking to me. It's the Torah literally speaking to me alone, as if I'm the only person in the world. And at the same time, every letter of the Torah contains within it the entirety of the entirety of the Bria, which is just such an unbelievable idea. Now, I want to pause here for a second and read you a famous poem from Rav Kook. I read last Shabbos a really great book. It's right here. It's called When God Becomes History, Essays from Rav Kook. Some of the most controversial essays from Rav Kook. And Bitzal Naor, who's a tremendous Talmud Chacham and really a scholar of the writings of Rav Kook, studied for many, many years, he clarifies many of the perversions that people have made from Rav Kook, particularly statements that were taken out of context, whether it was his a certain praise, which wasn't really a praise, or has to, again, understood correctly, a praise of Yashka, or whether it was Rav Kook's unquestioning love of Eretz Yisrael, and he clarifies many of the things that people assume about Rav Kook, and very much in Rav Kook's words, and he did a brilliant job with it. But anyways, he mentions here, he quotes here, and it's just a nice translation of a well-known song, a poem from Rav Kook called the Shir Meruba. The Shir Meruba, the four-part song. Okay, and listen to what Rav Kook writes. It's a beautiful translation of it. It's a famous song from Rav Kook. There is one who sings the song of the soul, and in his he finds all full spiritual satisfaction. The song of the nation. He goes out of the circle of his individual soul, which he finds lacking breath, and he aspires to mighty heights and cleaves to the totality of Knesset Yisrael. He sings with her song, shares in her suffering, delights in her hopes, contemplates her past and future, and investigates lovingly the inner content of her spirit. So some people sing the song of the soul, some people sing the song of the nation. And there is one, level three, there is one whose soul broadens so that it extends beyond the borders of Israel to sing the song of man, to connect to all of humanity, all of mankind. His spirit encompasses the totality of man and his majestic image. He aspires to mankind's collective destiny and longs for its perfection. By the way, sometimes when the world is so chaotic like it is now, it's almost easier, as much as you want to like retreat into your Dalet Amos and just you feel this revulsion, this disgust for the way the world is operating right now, but at the same time you feel sorry for the world. You want the world to get its head back on, to straighten itself out. The world has lost its mind, right? So sometimes in a time of craziness, actually you feel for the world. You want the world to be healthy, not just my Jewish community and not just my own neshama, but the song of mankind. His spirit encompasses the totality of man in his majestic image. He aspires to mankind's collective destiny and longs for its perfection. From this living source, he draws his thoughts and research, his ambitions and visions. And then number four, it says of Kook, and there is one who broadens even beyond that, until he unites with all existence, with all creations, with all worlds. With all of them he utters song. And there is one who ascends with all these songs together in one bond. They all lift their voice and harmonize. The song of the soul, the song of the nation, the song of man, and what he calls level four, the song of the world, all combine in his midst constantly. It's a beautiful poem. Obviously even more beautiful in Lashon HaKodesh, but you get the idea. Right? I could be a person who lives for myself, I could live for Klal Yisrael, I could live for humanity, or I could even care, like he's saying here, from the Shil Shol Katan to the Re'im, it's a paraphrase from a Maimar Chazal in Gemara Avodah Zarah. From the smallest gnat to the top of horn of the tallest creature. That's what we're supposed to strive for on a certain level in our Avodas Hashem. So says the Degel Malchin Ephraim, our Pasuk hints to these two Madregos. Our Pasuk is Merames to these two aspects of Avodas Hashem. Again, on the one hand, being able to serve Hashem completely alone, and on the other hand, realizing that I want to partner with creation to the best of my ability to make sure that I bring the most kvod shemayim to all of physical reality. So he says, "V'hu merames ha'pasuk shtei b'chinos elu shetzricham lios bovei Hashem." So our pasuk is being merames to these two ideas. How so? "V'zeu shalach lecha anashim." Now, it took me a while to figure out which one is which. I was having a very hard time with the piece. I think this is what he's saying. Shlach, if you think I'm wrong, please tell me. Shlach lecha anashim, targum shel vayafshet vayashlach. So shlach means to send, right? Send forth men. But shlach is also, if you look in Bamidbar Parachaf, vayafshet is translated, the targum of vayafshet is vayashlach. So shalach also means to send, could be to send away, to strip away. To strip away what? For the sake of what? So he explains, and I think this is what he means. V'zei yesh lomar. Shetafshit v'tasir memcha kol ha'anoshius. Now, if you would have said the word anochius here, I think for sure I would say that we're learning it right. But I think what he means is strip away the first. Again, he's going to do the second way first, and then the first way second. In other words, first he's going to talk about the importance of being part of the tzibur and connecting to everyone to bring the most kavod shemayim possible, and then he's going to talk about serving Hashem as a lone soldier, as an individual. So strip away tafshid v'tasir mimcha kol ha'anoshios. Strip away all of. I guess the anoshios here means again, sort of that. That sense of self, or if it means strip away from those people who are stopping this spreading of Elokus in the world. Let's keep reading; it'll make sense. I hope. V'yasuru as Eretz Kanan, put all of your focus into Yasuru, against to spy out or to investigate. Investigate. Put all of your inquiry into Eretz Kanan. What is Eretz Kanan? Hainu shelo tashir lecha rak ma shetzorech lechibur hashchina kiviyachol. Put all of your energies, be connected to nothing other than things which advance the spread of the Shechina in the world. If you remember, we learned back in Parshas Vayeshev that he told us that Eretz and Canaan are code words sometimes for the Shechina. So Yasura as Eretz Canaan, spy out Eretz Canaan, investigate Eretz Canaan, means put all of your energies into what? Into Hashras HaShechina, into making the world a place of Shechina. It's very hard for me to do that all alone. Right? If I want to fill the world with Hashem's presence, so then I have to partner with the world. So that's what he goes on to explain. You need to connect to a lot of people in order to make that happen. Because in accordance, right, in accordance with the throngs of people, the numbers, the masses that are able to serve Hashem, Yoser Mizgala Aleim Or Hashchina Kiviyachol. I mean, we're seeing in the world right now, you know, the power of just numbers, right? And how lawlessness can take place so easily when there's like this, you know, mob mentality, there's mob rule. So Chazal make that point. Chazal say, if the Migdal Bavel, if the Dor HaMabul, if the Dor HaFlaga, if they were able to get together, if they were able to unite for evil and to accomplish so much, so to speak. So all the more so, when Jews come together, when people unite around holy things and combine their energies towards something holy, it's amazing what can happen. So the more people that we get involved in this project of Hashras HaShechina, the more I connect to, the better. K'moshe kasev b'chol makom, asher azker Hashemi avoy alecho ve'achticha. Right? Any place that I connect to Hashem, that's why we're so lucky that Zev Kahana went as our shliach today to Voti Park, to broadcast Degel Machane Ephraim in Voti Park. It's gewaldik. Okay, maybe he's broadcasting it into his ear, but he's our shliach in the world right now. So friends, the point is, we want to partner with the world. We want to be part of a bigger thing. And B'chol Makom Asher Azkir Hashemi, Targum translates, B'chol Asar Desishrei Shchinte, wherever there's Hashras Hashchina. As Chazal explained in the Gemara in Pesachim, Tzadikim Domim Lefnei Hashchina, Kener Lefnei Ha'avuka. The same way that light radiates more light, and a candle can light another candle, right? And you know, you take a few small candles and you bring them together, and next thing you know, you have a torch, right? So the ability of connecting to righteous people and working together on righteous and holy projects, it creates a tremendous aura, creates a tremendous hashras hashchina. U'memeil lafi riboy haneiros yisraba or ha'avuka, and in accordance with the number of candles, that's the greater the torch will become, the bonfire will be. So that's what it means, v'yasuru as Eretz Kanan. On the one hand, we have to come together in order to what? To collectively work on the mission statement, which is Hashras Hashchina. Shehu Tzorech Hashchina. V'lezeh Tzorech Lichlol Asvam Kol HaNashim V'mkol HaNevraim And again, the way that I do that, like Rav Kook saying in this beautiful song, is to try to say, I don't want to just live for myself. I want to live for the Jewish people, and I want to live for the world, and I want to live for the rock. You know, we planted some grass the other day. There was like a little patch in our front yard that needed grass. So Yaakov's very big. He loves playing gardener Yaakov. So he was outside planting grass, and I was looking at it this morning. The grass is starting to grow really nice, and it's like that really fresh, soft, green, like light green, fluffy grass that's growing, and it looks so nice. And I was just like looking at it on my way back from my neighbor this morning, where we have our backyard minion, and I was just looking at it, and I was thinking about, you know, how the grass is sort of rising up and you know, greeting the day, and the grass is also davening to Hashem in its own way. Right? And when I bring that kavana to the grass, so then the grass is mamish davening to Hashem. That's what it means, connecting ourselves to the Bria, looking at the Bria and seeing it as a partner in Hashras Hashchina. So that's one track in Avodas Hashem, working together with the Bria. But like we said, from Rav Nachman Haradanker, there's another aspect, which is what? Which is Ish lo yala imach, that when Moshe went up the mountain, he went alone. And when the Kohen Gadol goes into Kodesh Kadashim, he has to go alone. It's the only way. So says the Degel Machane Ephraim, the second Mahalach in Avodas Hashem is that what? Is like the Pasuk said, Ish Echad. When the Meraglim were selected, it says Ish Echad, Ish Echad. Each person is his own world. B'zem Merames al Bechina Habez. Again, what we're just remember, we're explaining B'derech Remez that the spying mission was Vayasur Eretz Kanan, right? Was working towards Hashras Hashchina. So one way in Hashras Hashchina is Shlach Lecha, is to strip away sort of that self-centeredness, to allow yourself to tear down your walls, to open yourself up to the Bria. But now we're saying, but also part of Vayasur Eretz Kanan has to be Ish Echad, that I'm the only one in the world who can do this. What does it say in the Mishnah in Avos? Become an ish. So what does it mean to be an ish? What does it mean to be a person? To be a lone soldier? Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on a certain sense, is always on his own. Dainu Hashem Echad Beli Levushin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not as Hashem manifests himself in so many different ways. You know, it gets confusing. One of the reasons that some of the challenges to Kabbalah and Hasidus is that, you know, you talk about different manifestations of Hashem. God is like this and God is like that. What do you mean? Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad. What do you mean Hashem sometimes manifests as Chesed or Gvura or, right? Tiferes, what do these terms even mean? So obviously to understand how all of those manifestations of Hashem are still part of the oneness of Hashem, okay, it takes a little understanding, right? But on a simple level, we strip it all away, we get back down to the atzmios of Hashem, and it's Hashem Echad, b'li levushin, without all the garments that Hashem wears to interact with the world. V'zeo ha-kefel shnei pa'amim ish echad lemate avosav tishlachu perish, al yedei zeh torim hakol v'tato osam lebechinas moichin shem bechinas avos. I don't know exactly, it's a deep Kabbalistic line that he's saying there. But essentially, I think what he's saying is that through Ish Echad, you're actually able to what? You're actually able to elevate the entire Bria as well. So meaning, how do I make the world a better place? One way is to partner with the world and to work together, the whole world working together for Hashras Hashchina. But there's also a track of Ish Echad, where a person is able to be an Ish Echad, Lemate Avosav Tishlachu, that he's able to torim hakol, right? And lamate, he's learning as mate, as lashon of tate, to incline. You could tip the whole world in the right direction through the efforts of a single person. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. V'yesh b'zeh is oris lahavin b'chinas ispashtus hagashmis b'shas tfila, v'Hashem yiyah imanu lios anachnu v'tzatzeinu mena oivdim Hashem be'emes. And he says this idea will help us to have a hisoiris in the understanding of the concept of ispashtus hagashmias during tefillah, which is being able to have an out-of-body experience during tefillah. I think he's saying about both parts. Being able to, on the one hand, strip away your individuality and your self-centeredness to connect to something bigger than yourself. Again, tearing down those walls that divide us from the Bria. That's one way that we have, you know, we transcend ourselves. But the other way is to what? Is to strip yourself away from reality and to enter into, so to speak, that private chamber of the Kodesh Kadashim, just you and Hashem. So again, this is a balance that we're always struggling with, you know? We're thinking about it all the time. Which is the better way to serve Hashem? There's not a better way. They're both right. I need a tzibur, and I need to be able to function on my own. Sometimes I'm going to get more from being part of the tzibur. Sometimes I'm going to get more by saying, you know what? I want to just close the door and have a heart-to-heart with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or just to sit and learn by myself, just me and Hashem. Sometimes I can't learn by myself, and I desperately need my chavrusa. I desperately need my rebbe. I need my shir. I need my community. But both of these aspects are very important when it comes to expanding Eretz Kanan, when it comes to creating more and more Hashras HaShechina in the world. Okay, continuing this theme a little bit, we continue with the next piece. Od Yirmos Derech Musar Haskel, Al Derech Ma'amaram Zal. In a similar fashion, what I alluded to a moment ago, Gvarin Kedushin Daf Memam Et Aleph. Le'olam Yira Adam, we know this maybe even more from the Rambam in Uchos Tshuva, but it's a Gvarin Kedushin. La'olam yira adam atmo ki'ilu kol ha'olam kulo chetzio zakai v'chetzio chayev. We have to live our lives as if the world is hanging in the balance, half innocent, half guilty. The next move could tip the scales. Osa mitzvah achas, ashro she'achriya atmo v'es kol ha'olam l'kaf schus. If you do one mitzvah, you may have just brought goodness to the entire world. Osa aveira achas, if you do one aveira, God forbid you could tip the scales in the wrong direction. Right, to see ourselves as empowered to tip the world in one direction or another in terms of goodness or rachmana litzlan, punishment. Od inyan acher leor al zeh. So to explain this a bit deeper, ki adua shekol ha'olam kulo bechlal hu adam shalim. We know based on sources in the Zohar and in the Ramak, and the Baal Tanya has this in Parshas Nitzavim in his writings on Chumash, that the whole world, the entire world, Bechlal, is an Adam Shalim. Right? We're all one. The whole world is one person. Right? Now we're different pieces of Neshama manifesting in different parts of, in different bodies. Right? But on a certain level, we're all one. There's a oneness to our generation. Again, if you picture all of history as, you know, one big body, so we're all different parts of the body. Some of us might be a hand, some of us might be a leg, some of us might be the heart, some of us might be eyes, head, nose, mouth. We're all different parts of this body, right? Within our generation, we also play different parts. So the Gedolei Hador of our time are the head of our time, but in terms of, you know, if you zoom out a little bit, in terms of the entire structure of world history, we're at the end of the day, so that we might be part of the heel, right? Collectively part of the heel, the bottom of the goof, the bottom of the body, the bottom of man's foot. But to recognize the fact that the world is always one, that we're an Adam Shalim, we're one entity. Ubepratus yesh eine ha'eda, rosh ha'eda, ragle ha'eda. And then, of course, we break it down into eyes and into a head and into legs. V'chein shar b'chinos, and the same thing is true about all the other aspects. Uvechlalim hu parts of Shalim, but it makes up a singular image, a singular structure, a singular build of a person. So when you think about that, when you think of life that way, it makes sense that one person can affect the entire world. The same way that one part of the body can affect the other part of the body, right? One would never think, until it happens, God forbid, that a little infection in my fingernail could shut down my vital organs, but it could, because it's all connected. So the Shleimus HaOlam could be dependent upon a single person. A single move that you make could impact the entire world. Kishapogim chas v'shalom, v'zai pogim v'shleim as ha'olam. When you damage the world. V'nispashet ha'nega mechatzio b'kulo. K'di'isa mashal b'medrash. As we know, the famous mashal that's found in Vayikra Rabba. Imagine people traveling on a boat. It's a famous mashal. We heard this as kids. It's a medrash. V'echad sha'asa nekev b'svina. So one fellow decides he's going to make a hole under his seat in the boat. In the little rowboat. Let's make a simple picture in our mind. Vishalos, they say to the fellow, what are you drilling a hole in the bottom of the boat, the wooden boat? Lamata osaza. And he says back to them, mind your own business. Tachti uvivikomi aninokev. I'm drilling, I'm digging in my spot. I'm making a hole in my spot. You stay in your seat. Vishilu letzachik bo. Right? So they start to laugh at him. You fool, don't you understand that the hole under your seat in the boat is going to sink our entire ship? Keinu adaver gamkin bechlalas neshamos shel Yisrael. Ha'achuzim b'shoyesh echad. Kol echad lefi b'chinaso. Yes, we each have our own b'china, we each have our own chelek in Torah, we each have our own personal mission statement. Right? But we have to remember that there's a klal Yisrael, and there's a klalius to the Jewish people, and really to the whole world. And we have to see ourselves as taking responsibility for the welfare of the entire Bria. So this is what's hinted to again in our Pasuk, the responsibility that we have to take for the world, and in particular Klal Yisrael's role in it. V'hainu, on the one hand, the Pasuk says what? By the Meraglim, Ish Echad. What is Ish Echad? So Ish Echad could be a singular person, or it could be that Ish Echad, that we're all a single person. Shekol ha'olam kula hurak Ish Echad, the whole world is one person. Bechlalis Adam Shalim. Ish Echad lamate. What does it mean, Ish Echad lamate? Again, lamate, you know, refers to the Shvatim, to each Shevet. But the way he's learning it, Ish Echad Lamate, Hainu Ish Echad Yochel Achria Ulahatos. Again, he's learning Mate as a Lashon of Lahatos, to lean, to tip, to incline. So a single person has the ability, through his efforts, Lahatos is Kol HaOlam Kula Lekaf Schus, to tip the whole world towards the side of favor. O Lehefechas V'Shalom. V'Chol Shleimus HaOlam Toloi Bo. And the whole world, the stability of the world is dependent upon him. And then the Pasuk says what? Each one is selected, lemate avosav. Literally, to the father's shevet, to their family. But lemate avosav, he says such a beautiful, sweet vart. What do you think mate avosav means? If mate means to tip the scale, so to speak, lemate, to incline, so avosav, think about the avos. The avos did it. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov changed the world. So therefore, realize Ish Echad as part of the structure of all of humanity. You're also Mate Avos. You could also tip the scales. You think Avram Avinu was able to change the world. You could too. You could too, whether you realize it or not. You could tip the world just like the Avos. Avram Hayamidas Chesed, Yitzchak Midas Gvura, Yaakov Yechriel Etzara Chesed, Vahainu Midas Harachamim. Each one of them had their ability, right, to bring a certain hashpa to the world. That's forever. So you can do the same thing. Tishlachu lashon shiluach ha-ma'ayan. Right? Not just are they sent forth, but realize again the hashpa that you can have. Like the shiluach ha-ma'ayan. Kamo ma'ayan ha-mamshich u'mispashik. Like a flowing river that expands outward, right? It starts from a single stream and then it branches outward, like you find the description by Gan Eden, the four rivers that come out of Eden, right, constantly branching outward. We have the ability to do the same thing, to tip the scales towards the side of Chesed. And then the Pasuk says, Kol Nasi Vahem, Hainu Kol, Merames Kol Ha'olamus, V'Chol Hanivraim Kulam, Nasi. What is Nasi? Nasi again means a tribal leader. But Nasi is a Lashon of, what is Parshas Naso? To lift up. So, Kol Nasi Bahem. Everything is lifted up through them. Now, why is it them here? We're talking about how an individual makes the difference. Who is the them? The them, which is really a one, which is many? It's Klal Yisrael. Nasi Hainu Yinasu V'yalu, to lift up. Bahem Hainu B'Yisrael. Ki Kol HaOlam Kulo Lo Nivra Ela Bishvil Yisrael. Because the whole world was created for Klal Yisrael. And we, as taking responsibility to direct the world, to drive the world forward, when we make the right choices and we lift ourselves up and we live an elevated life, we lift up the whole world. So two amazing Torahs so far. Each one focusing again on our ability to partner with the world, to lift up the world, and at the same time to do so from a very, very personal, an individualized place. Okay? Let's do one more Torah for today. Let's jump to the end of the Parsha, closer to the end of the Parsha. The piece which is Dibur HaMaschil Daber El B'nei Yisrael V'yamarta Aleihem V'asu Lahem Tzitzis. Okay, obviously at the end of the Parsha, most of the Parsha is spent on the Meraglim. It's a heavy Parsha to read, learning the mistakes of Klal Yisrael, the shortcomings of Klal Yisrael. And then afterwards, it talks a little bit about the Nesachim, the libations that are brought, and the mitzvah of challah, and then the parsha ends with tzitzis. A little talk about avodah zarah, the prohibitions for avodah zarah, but it ends, of course, with the parsha of tzitzis that we say as part of kriyas shema every day. Okay, so davrel b'nei Yisrael ve'amarta aleihem ve'asu lehem tzitzis. He starts with a famous teaching from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which is quoted by the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. I heard from my grandfather, the holy Baal Shem Tov, and it's recorded in the Sefer Toldos Yaakov Yosef in Parshas Vayikra, the famous question. Chazal tell us that every single day a heavenly voice cries out and says, woe to humanity for the disgrace of Torah. Oy lehem lebrios me'albona shel Torah. So what's the Baal Shem Tov's famous question? Mimanafshach. I don't understand. If there's a voice that's screaming in the world, you're not treating Torah properly, but no one hears it, so what's the point? Kishein shomim osa lamayotze. And if someone claims that they hear it, you know, we would suspect that maybe they're, he writes in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef in Parshas Vayikra, he says, well, this is a Navi Sheker. What do you mean? You don't hear it. No one hears it. What are you talking about? No one hears it. So what's it screaming? And every day Chazal say, yeah, the voice is screaming, Oy lehem lebrios me'abona shel Torah. No one hears it. So what's the point of saying something that no one can hear? The Gemara tells us in Yevamis, you shouldn't say something that a person's not ready to hear. So not only not ready to absorb the idea of it, but if you physically can't hear it, we're wasting your breath, Hashem. Why are you saying it? And the Baal Shem Tov famously explained, we don't hear it with our physical ears, but we feel it. When we try to tune in, we can feel the baskel. How do we feel it? Anytime you have a hear her tshuva, that's feeling the baskel. Va'amar shehem hir hure tshuva haban la'adim b'chol yom v'yom. When you have a hear her tshuva, that is the baskel. V'zeo mivechinas habaskel v'hakaruz. That's that shriek, that's that cry, that outcry of oy lehem lebrios me'elbona, the disgrace of Torah. V'chein kol kruz hayotze min hashamayim. Yuchal ha'odim lahavim mibechinas machshavosav, im hu baal machshavos kadoshos, u mashkiach amachshavta. Wow. Says the Degamach and Ephraim, when a person becomes a baal machshava, when we make sure that our mind is receptive, in other words, when we're tuned into the right channel, and we become a type of person who wants to, so to speak, if not physically hear the Dvar Hashem, but to feel the Dvar Hashem, to be receptive to Hashem's messaging, so then a person who's a Baal Machshava is able to actually receive all sorts of communications from Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to direct him, to hint to him what it is that Hashem expects from him. However, says the Degamach and Ephraim, there's different ways that people get the message. Okay, and we're going to learn three ways that a person becomes more self-aware and gets the message. Va'al zeh ramza ha-Torah kadosha kol b'chinos ha-adam. Darker to be able to fanos atzmo mimachshachav elabori yisbarachu, to be able to turn away from that darkness to step into the light. V'heich yisnai kol yamov v'chol korosav odosav, to be able to be self-aware that my experiences are various modes and mechanisms by which Hashem communicates with me. To be able to be yargish v'yabit ki lamala mimenu ayin roa, to recognize that Hashem is watching and Hashem is communicating. V'chol ma'isa b'sefer nechtovim. Again, paraphrasing from Perek Sheni of Avos, right? That Hashem is watching and Hashem is writing down my actions. But how do I get the message? How do I receive the message? V'hu b'china achas l'mishu chacham v'yodeya b'das l'ashkiach acham achshavosav. Level one, a person who's in control of his mind. A person who's in control of his thoughts, his mind is pure, he's tuned into the right channel, he's able to receive a hisoris, azay machshavto me'oreres oso behirhure tshuva okedoma leza. He has a lot of spiritual arousal from within his mind, from within his heart. La'oro li'dabik atzma b'sharsho elyon. That's one way to get it. And we all get it. Maybe there's times when we're more receptive. By the way, we feel like, why is it, you know, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time, all of a sudden we feel more, right, connected to Hashem? I mean, Chazal tell us, Dirshu Hashem behimatso, seek Hashem when he is found, karu bioso karov. So I ask you, is there really such a thing as karov by Hashem? Is there really such a thing as Hashem being found more on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur than other times? But the answer is, when we change ourselves because of the you know, the weightiness of that time, we're just much more careful, which means that our minds are much more clear, which means that we're much better tuned into the right channel, which means that we're getting more messages. It's as simple as that. On a regular day, I feel like, oh, Hashem, you don't talk to me. Right, because my mind's all over the place. But when I get my act together, I do feel more. I do connect more. Right? It's not just it's like a mesugal time for Hashem to talk to us more. No, we become a better kli to tune into the right channel. So tzaddikim, people who are mashkiach on their das and their machshava, are able to do that more regularly. Okay, what about level two? Umi she'enu besug zeh lashkiach ha-machshavoso, ki lo zaku kol kach, a person whose mind is not pure enough to do that, yesh o derech acher. There's another way for a person to tune in. Bashkiach ha-maisei b'nei adam, basher hu sham, uve'eza makum, uve'eza dor. If you can't get the message, right, within your own mind, within your own heart, so what you can do is you can try to just pay attention to actions. Let's look around. Let's look what happens. How is this one acting? How is that one acting? How is our generation acting? How am I acting? If I can't control my thoughts and emotions, right, at least recognize my actions. And watch, pay attention. Why did I see that? Why did I see that? If I saw something, as we'll see in a second, the Torah from the Baal Shem Tov, anything that you saw, there's a reason you saw it. That's also a form of communication. Those things happened in front of you to awaken you to something. When you heard some conversation, it's la'oro. It's to arouse you to connect to Hashem. It's a message for you. It says in the Gaim, it says in Mishnayis Nagaim, let's go three steps here. Pshat number one, ki kol hanegayim adam roa chutz minegeyatzo. Pashat pshat is you're not allowed to paskin on your own saras, right? So if a person has saras, you go to the kohen, and I'll pee the kohen. In accordance with the kohen's speech, he can declare it saras or not saras. That's pashat pshat, nigla, a mishnah, and mesaches negam. Okay, good. Level two, sifrei chasidus and musar say, kol hanegayim adam roa chutz minegeyatzo. A person sees all of the shortcomings except for his own shortcomings. In other words, we're biased by our own opinion, and when I see my neighbor do something wrong, it's so obvious to me. When I do something wrong, I have all sorts of explanations and rationalizations, etc. Okay? So that's level two, which we find in Sifrei Musar and in Sifrei Chasidus. But the Baal Shem Tov, if you look in the Baal Shem Tov al Torah in Parshas Bereishis, he brings from a Sefer Divrei Shalom in Parshas Korach, and he reads it a little bit differently, a third level of interpretation. Kol hanegayim adam roe chutz minige atzmo. He puts the comma after the word chutz. So how do you read it? Kol hanegayim adam roe chutz. Any shortcoming that you see outside of yourself, minige atzmo. You saw it because you're shaykh to it. It's from nige atzmo. It's because you have that shortcoming. You saw someone be mechal Shabbos, it's because you yourself, the story goes, the Baal Shem Tov one time, saw someone being mechal Shabbos. And he couldn't understand. What? I don't have chilul Shabbos. But Moshe Wolfson brings this in Emunas Itecha, I think in Parshas Naso. He saw someone being mechal Shabbos, and he says, I don't understand. I wasn't mechal Shabbos. Why did I see this? And then the Baal Shem Tov realized that he saw a Talmud Chacham who was being disparaged. Someone was speaking in a harsh way to a Talmud Chacham. And he didn't come to his defense. And the Zohar says that a tzaddik or a Talmud Chacham is Bechinas Shabbos. So because he didn't defend the Talmud Chacham, Baal Shem Tov said, I was Mechal Shabbos. So I saw actual Chil Shabbos. Because why? Because Kol Enegam Adam Roa Chutz, whatever I see outside of myself is Minige Atzmo, comes from me. So therefore, the Baal Shem Tov went, Rav Moshe Wolfson says, he says Baal Shem Tov went that Motzei Shabbos, he traveled to the Pnei Yoshua, and he lit his pipe for him. He was Meshamish Atamud Chacham. He went to light the Rebbe's pipe for him because he felt that he owed more respect to Talmidei Chachamim as a tikkun for his Chilul Shabbos, in quotes. Okay? And now he brings an interesting mashal. Take no offense to this mashal, but here's the mashal. V'kasher yesh b'zeh mashal haschel be'echad shahayi lo isha mechoeres. One time there was a man who was married to a woman, and she was not particularly attractive. Umachmas ribui kishutim shahayalai saniras be'ena kiyafas tarhi. But she wore so much makeup and so much jewelry that she convinced herself that she's like the most beautiful woman in the world. Vizacha daita ala. And she became very, very self-absorbed. She became very, I don't know, haughty. Very focused on herself. And she became a haughty person. So his friend gave him some advice. He said, you know, he was complaining. He said, my wife, you know, she's become so vain. She's so busy with her makeup and her jewelry all the time. And she looks very nice, obviously, when she's all dressed up. But, you know, she's lost her sense of who she really is. Again, you'll see what the mashal, the nimshal is. So he says to him, listen, here's what you should do. Sheyitein mara echad b'chader mishkava neged mitasa. Put a mirror in her room, right opposite her bed. V'cho asa. That's what he did. V'yeba bokar v'tipa emrucha b'r'oysa panam b'choere. So she woke up the next morning, and she saw herself in the morning, without her makeup and without her jewelry, and she was very shaken by her lack of beauty. Ki amar ki rasa is a shade. So she came running to her husband. I saw there's some monster was in the room with me. Amar lahabal, and her husband says, I'm sorry to tell you, but you saw your own reflection in the mirror without all of your makeup. Shazei ba'atma b'li levushin v'kishutin. You saw yourself without all of your adornments. And from that day forward, miyom v'hala, shakta v'lo gava esatzma. She realized, you know what? I have to be careful how I flaunt my beauty when I'm all dressed up, because the truth is, I'm not, at my core, I'm not as beautiful as I imagine myself to be. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is very obvious. We also dress ourselves up spiritually to present ourselves a certain way. But sometimes we have to come back to our core and say, am I really so beautiful? Obviously, on the innermost track, I'm the most beautiful. But, you know, inside, am I beautiful enough? Am I self-aware enough? V'cheinu ha-nimshal b'chol ma sha'adim roa eiza davar, she'eino hagun chalila. If you saw something, it's because it's you. Right? She looked in the mirror and she said, what am I looking at? And her husband said, I'm sorry to break it to you, you're looking at yourself. So when you see yourself in the mirror, when you see someone else as your mirror, and you see their avera, realize it's Hashem speaking to you. There's much to say about this, and the Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef, who misha nosen leiv al ze, yavin gam ke mizeh laor atmo laborei baruchu, laval yishachu, bitirdas hevli hazman habogit. And a person, again, who pays attention, will be able to awaken himself and not fall into this trap of being blinded by my self-interest. Okay, it has a lot to do, by the way, with next week's parsha. Now, for now, I'm not going to go into it, but if anyone wants to hear more about this topic, just let me know, and I'll send you a shiur on this topic about the danger of being blinded by our own negios, and how Korach was so much about that. And again, it's a very big trap that we all fall into. Let's just wrap up. There's one final level, and that is a person who doesn't get the messages in his machshava. He doesn't realize that Hashem is speaking to him. When things happen around him, he's not able to absorb the message from his surroundings. So what does Hashem have to do? Hashem has to give him a patch in the face, the only way to wake him up. So what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Azai chalila bros ezi yisurim ba'im chalila v'chas al echad v'oha I love. When he sees real suffering, whether it's, you know, someone outside of himself or it's to himself, if it's something that's really jarring and shocking, then he wakes up like a sleeping person to pay attention to his actions and his behaviors. And it's in this regard that Chazal explained how a person needs to prepare himself. As it says in Avodah Zarah, a person who prepares food on Erev Shabbos will be able to eat on Shabbos. Right? A person who prepares the Dvar Torah on Erev Shabbos will have what to share at the Shabbos table on Shabbos. But sometimes we get so caught in that darkness and we show up unprepared. And now we come back to our Pasuk. With this we conclude. What is the Pasuk? Da'ber al b'nei Yisrael. tell Bnei Yisrael to make for themselves tzitzis. So some of the chaver here who was in shir this year, when we learned some of the sugyos about tzitzis, if you remember, what does Rashi say is the meaning of the word tzitzis? Well, if you did Shnayim Yikru this week, maybe you saw it. If you remember the Rashi, maybe you know it. If not, I'll share it with you once again. Shir Hashirim Meitzitz Min Acharakim. Tzitzis means to peer or to glance, to pay attention to. Ah, so make for yourself tzitzis. Make for yourself ways to what? To be able to see and to get the message. Three levels. Listen very quickly. A couple of lines left. Perish histaklus. Tzitzis means what? Asulahem tzitzis. Make for yourself a perspective. Learn how to see what Hashem is trying to show you. Number one. Vasu lahem tzitzis. Lahem mamish. Hainu. Bechinas machshava shal adam yasem izeh histaklus. For some people, lahem, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu just communicating directly to them. They get the message, period. Right into their mind, right into their heart. Vim lav bar hachihu, and if you're not able to do that, so then al kanfe bigdehem lidorosam. Perish, kamashal amar, like the mashal of the man whose wife saw herself in the mirror. Vahainu kol hamichsim vahabgadim. All of the walls and all of the clothing and all of the things that block us from seeing the truth. Hainu habegidus vaharishus shiroa ba'olam. When I see ashamnu bagadnu, right? Al kanfei bigdehem lidorosam. When I see the sins of the generation, realize it's Hashem talking to you. If you saw it, it's because Hashem's talking to you. Mizeh yor atzmo kanizkar leil. Pay attention to it because it's shayach to you. Vizeh v'nosnu al tzitzis hainu listakel vizeh. Right, and then use that as a way of gaining perspective into your own life. And then, of course, the third level is if, God forbid, Hashem has to really make things really rough for a person to get the message. Sug ha-gimel, shegam bezeh, ein dai lo la'or atzmo bishnasa v'tardimuso. If he doesn't wake up, he doesn't get the message, he doesn't see it by others, he's not self-aware, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no choice but to use what? What's called the psil techeles. The psil techeles. What does that mean? The blue string? Yes, the blue string. Hu lashon yisurim. Techeles is a lashon, unfortunately, of what? Shemechale es haguf. To finish something off, to destroy something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take, so to speak, his psil techeles, his string of destruction, and he has to bring it upon you. Just like the Gemara talks about, Hashem sometimes puts a chut shel chesed, a string of kindness over a person. Hashem is a string of chorban. When he sees a world crumbling, then hopefully it becomes a way for him to gain perspective on what he needs to do for himself. So again, it's easy sometimes, you know, to look out at the world and to say, oh my gosh, the world is so crazy, what's happening in the world right now, right? But, you know, the reality is the Baal Shem Tov would want us to look inward and to say, you know what, maybe the spirit of lawlessness that we see in the world right now, and maybe the riots, and maybe the inability to honestly reflect on so many things, maybe I'm seeing all of that in the world because it's me also. Maybe I'm too hefker, and maybe I'm not having real conversations with myself and with my Creator. And maybe Hashem's talking to me. That's how we have to be able to look at it. Vasulam tzitzis, to gain perspective. All right, my friends, we'll stop here for today.